This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, so you're getting hitched. Congrats. But honestly, Who really gives a shit about those dusty old guest books? Like, really? You know Aunt Linda's going to scribble some half-assed well wishes, and your drunk uncle will probably just write his phone number on it. We can do so much better.
Yeah, I totally get it. What's interesting is that we're seeing a huge trend towards personalized, interactive wedding experiences. It's less about the formalities and more about creating something unique and memorable. And audio guest books are a great example of that.
So what the hell are they?
Basically, imagine this. A vintage rotary phone.
Hold on, a vintage phone. Okay, now I'm listening.
Yeah, like straight out of Tarantino flick, perched at your reception. Guests pick it up, listen to a personalized prompt from You Love Birds, and bam, they leave a voice message. It's like a time capsule of all the good vibes from your wedding day.
I'm into it. But tell me why this is so much better than a boring guest book.
Think about it. It's all about the emotional impact. Reading a generic message is one thing, but hearing someone's voice, their laugh, their genuine excitement just hits different. You can practically hear the love and excitement through the speaker. And years later, when you're looking back on your big day, you can actually relive those moments, not just read about them. It's like having your guests right there with you again.
Damn, okay, I'm feeling the feels already. But give me some examples. Paint me a picture.
Okay, so imagine hearing your grandma's voice, full of wisdom and maybe a little sass, giving you advice for a happy marriage. Or your best friend telling that hilarious story from college that always makes you cry laugh. Or even your crazy Uncle Joe, who always steals the show, leaving a drunken toast that'll have you rolling on the floor years later. It's raw, it's real, and it's way more engaging than just signing your name in a book.
Stop, you're making me want to get married again. Okay, but this isn't all just sappy shit, right? There's got to be some fun factor for the guests, too.
Absolutely. It's a fun, interactive activity, especially during cocktail hour. People love messing around with the retro phone, leaving funny messages, maybe even singing a little something. It's a great way to break the ice, get people laughing and sharing stories.
I can already see it now. Guests huddled around the phone, trying to outdo each other with their hilarious messages. Maybe some friendly trash talking. Okay, but let's get real. Any pro tips for making sure guests actually USE this thing?
Here's a fun one. Work with your videographer to weave those audio messages into your wedding highlight reel. Hearing your loved one's voices layered over footage of your first dance, your vows, those special moments, it's powerful. It elevates your wedding video to a whole new level.
Okay, hold on. I'm having a full Oprah aha moment.
Yeah.
We're taking a simple wedding video and turning it into a goddamn Oscar-worthy film.
It's a way to elevate the whole experience. The voices actually become part of the narrative, bringing the memories to life in a way that visuals alone just can't match.
Okay, so we've got the emotional impact, the fun factor, and the potential for an epic wedding video. What about the logistics? Placement? Signage? Any advice?
Well, placement is key. You want the phone somewhere visible and inviting, you know? Maybe near the bar, the entrance, somewhere people will naturally gather. And don't skimp on the signage. Make it clear what it's for. Maybe even include a fun little prompt to get people's creative juices flowing.
Right, like spill the tea on the happy couple or tell us the most embarrassing thing you've ever seen the bride do.
Exactly, something to get people laughing and sharing. And don't forget about the DJ or MC. They can give little nudges throughout the night reminding people to leave a message.
Genius. Okay, so we've got that. What about the phone itself? Is there a specific aesthetic?
You definitely want that retro vibe. Rotary dial, bold colors, something that pops and adds personality to the wedding decor.
Ooh, like a cherry red rotary phone with a big leave us a message, bitches sign.
Perfect for photos too, right? Exactly. It'll become a focal point, an interactive piece of decor that adds a touch of personality and charm to the whole reception. And it's a total Instagram magnet.
This is way cooler than a dusty old guest book.
Yeah.
But what about the final product? What do people actually do with these messages?
There are tons of options. Some companies offer digital downloads so you can listen on your phone or computer. Others get fancy and create custom vinyl records, which is like the ultimate hipster wedding keepsake. You can also incorporate them into your wedding video, like we talked about earlier.
Oh, a vinyl record. Now that's cool. Imagine playing that at your anniversary party. But what about those of us who are a little less tech savvy? Is it easy to use?
Oh yeah, super easy. Most audio guest book setups are designed to be foolproof. Guests just pick up the phone, listen to the prompt, and record their message. No need to worry about complicated buttons or anything like that.
Awesome. Love that. So we've covered the what, the why, and the how, but let's take a step back and think bigger picture. Why is this trend catching on?
I think it reflects a broader shift towards authenticity and personalization. Couples want their weddings to reflect them, you know? Their personalities, their love story. And what's more personal than the voices of your loved ones sharing their joy and well wishes? It's capturing the raw, unfiltered emotions of the day, the things that really matter.
You're so right. It's not about the perfectly posed photos and the fancy decorations. It's about the people, the connections, the shared laughter, the whole shebang.
Exactly. And the audio guest book captures the essence of that perfectly.
I'm officially on board.
Mm.
But let's be real for a sec. There's got to be some potential downsides, right? Like, what if someone leaves a super awkward message?
Oh, there's always that possibility. But you know what? Awkward moments are part of life. They make for the best stories later on. Think of it as adding a little spice to your wedding memories.
That's true. It wouldn't be a real wedding without a little cringe.
Yeah.
Okay, one more thing I'm curious about. The visuals. You mentioned the retro phones are popular, but can you customize the setup?
Absolutely. You can go all out, matching the phone and signage to your color palette, flowers, overall vibe. Some couples create themed backdrops or photo booths around the audio guest book.
Ooh, a photo booth with a retro phone.
Genius.
Wow. Another opportunity for guests to get silly and leave their mark on your special day.
Exactly. Keeps the energy up, encourages interaction, and creates tons of fun photo ops.
I love it. So we've talked about the practical stuff, the emotional impact, the visuals. Big question. Why should you consider an audio guest book for your wedding?
Because it's a chance to capture something truly special. Think about it. Years from now, you'll be able to listen to the voices of the people you love most. Relive the joy and excitement of your wedding day. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
It's a way to hold on to those memories in a tangible, emotional way. And who doesn't love hearing their own voice on a recording?
There's something so fascinating about hearing yourself and others captured in that moment. It adds a layer of nostalgia and personality that you just can't get from a written message.
Okay, I'm convinced. Audio guest books are the way to go. But before we wrap up this deep dive, one final thought. What happens to these recordings after we're gone?
That's an interesting question. And honestly, it's one that each couple has to answer for themselves. Do they become family heirlooms or personal time capsules? It's a fascinating thing to consider.
Deep, man. But you know what? That's the beauty of this whole thing. It's not just about capturing memories. It's about creating something meaningful. And whether those recordings become part of your family history or remain your own private treasure, they'll always hold a special place in your hearts.
Beautifully said. Ultimately, it's about creating something that feels authentic and true to you.
Okay, we're getting all mushy. But seriously, if you're looking for a unique, personal, and fun way to capture your wedding memories, ditch the traditional guest book and hop on the audio guest book bandwagon. Trust me, you won't regret it.
It's a trend that's here to stay, and for good reason. It's a beautiful way to celebrate the people who matter most and create lasting memories. Welcome back to our deep dive into audio guest books, where memories come alive and drunken toasts become treasured keepsakes.
Back for more, baby.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so last time we talked about the why audio guest books are so damn cool, but now I want to get into the how. How do these things actually work? Is it as simple as just picking up the phone and rambling about how much you love tequila shots?
Well, not quite, although I'm sure a good tequila shot story is always welcome at a wedding. But seriously, most audio guest book companies offer super user-friendly setups. You basically just plug it in and hit record. Super easy. Some even come with pre-recorded prompts that you can customize with your own message.
Oh, pre-recorded prompts. That's cool. Takes the pressure off guests who might freeze up in front of a mic.
Exactly. Helps keep the messages flowing and prevents Uncle Joe from going on a 20-minute tangent about his fantasy football league.
Oh, God. Anything but that. Okay, so we've got the setup, but what about the recording quality? Is it good enough to capture those heartfelt speeches without sounding like they were recorded in a wind tunnel?
Most companies use high-quality microphones that capture clear audio. You'll be able to hear everything, every laugh, every sniffle, every drunken hiccup.
Good, because we all know those drunken toasts are going to be pure gold.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk privacy. What happens to these recordings? Are they stored on some shady server where anyone can access them?
That's a really important question. You definitely want to talk to your audio guest book provider about that. Most reputable companies offer secure storage options like password-protected online portals or encrypted downloads, so you can rest assured that your wedding memories are safe.
Okay, good. Wouldn't want those embarrassing stories getting out to the wrong people. So we've covered the technical stuff. Now I want to talk about the creative side. What are some fun, unique ways to use an audio guest book besides the obvious well wishes and drunken toasts?
Ooh, the possibilities are endless. You can use it for guests to share their favorite memories of you as a couple, offer marriage advice, even tell funny stories. Some couples use it for guests to leave song requests for the DJ.
Oh, song requests. Love that. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure playlist for the reception. Okay, my brain is already buzzing with ideas, but hold on. Let's talk cost. How much does one of these things actually set you back?
The cost can vary a bit depending on the company and the features you choose, but generally speaking, you're probably looking at somewhere between $150 and $500.
Okay, not bad. Especially when you compare it to, like, those fancy floral arrangements that die after a few days. This is something you'll have forever. But even with the coolest wedding gadgets, sometimes guests don't know how to use them or are too scared to try. Any tips to make sure guests actually use this thing?
You're so right. Placement is key. You want it somewhere visible, easy to find, like near the bar or the entrance to the reception.
Make it a focal point, not just some hidden away afterthought. We want people drawn to it like moths to a flame.
And the signage is crucial. Make it super clear what the audio guest book is for and how to use it. You could even include a fun little challenge like leave the most creative message and win a prize.
Ooh, a prize? Okay, I'm listening. A little incentive can go a long way.
Exactly. And don't forget about the DJ or MC. They can make announcements throughout the night reminding people to leave their messages.
It's all about making it a fun and interactive part of the party.
Exactly. You want guests to be excited to leave a message, not like they're being forced to do it.
Okay, I think we've covered everything. Audio guest books.
Yeah.
They're cool, they're personal, they're easy to use, and they make for amazing wedding videos. What's not to love?
They're definitely a trend that's here to stay.
Okay, party people, we're back. For the grand finale of our audio guest book extravaganza, we've talked about why they're cool, how they work, all that stuff. But now I want to know, how do you make your audio guest book station the hottest spot at the reception?
I love this. So we've got the basics, but now let's elevate the experience. Transform that audio guest book from a cool little thing into a full-blown interactive experience that guests will rave about.
Spill the tea. How do we make it unforgettable?
Think of it like this. It's not just the phone, right? It's about creating a space, a vibe. Think decor, lighting, props, everything.
So we're not just plopping a phone on a table and calling it a day?
Oh, hell no. This is your wedding. Your chance to be creative, make a statement, going for a rustic vibe, maybe a vintage table with some wildflowers, more modern, a sleek metal stand with neon lights.
I'm seeing it. And what about lighting?
Super important, especially for those Instagrammable moments. Think string lights, lanterns, even a spotlight. Create that warm, inviting ambiance, you know?
Oh, and a backdrop.
Yes, something eye-catching, something intentional.
You could use a floral wall, a tapestry, even a giant chalkboard where guests can write messages.
And speaking of vibe, let's talk about props.
Props. Okay, now we're talking. I'm all about a good prop. What are we thinking?
Fun, festive, Instagrammable, hats, boas, silly glasses, maybe even speech bubbles with funny sayings. Guests can get into character, have fun with it.
This is amazing. I can already see my grandma in a feather boa leaving a hilarious message. Okay, what about music? Should we set the mood with some tunes?
Music is always good. Create a playlist for the audio guest book area, something fun, upbeat, and celebratory. You want people to relax, have a good time, and let their personality shine through in those messages.
It's all about creating an experience that captures the day.
Exactly. You're tapping into the emotional and sensory side of it. An immersive experience your guests will never forget.
We've covered decor, lighting, props, music, anything else. I want people fighting over who gets to leave a message first.
Don't forget signage. It's not just instructions, right? It sets the tone, gets people excited.
Instead of just a boring audio guest book sign, we can do something like spill the tea on the happy couple or share your wildest wedding wishes.
Playful, inviting, something that matches you guys. Use fun fonts, bright colors. Make it a design element that adds to the whole look.
I love it. My inner wedding planner is going wild.
Yeah, great.
Okay, real talk. What if some guests are just awkward on a mic?
Yeah, some people aren't comfortable talking into a phone, so offer alternatives.
Give me options.
You could have a traditional guest book right next to the phone, or set up a photo booth with props where people can express themselves visually. You can even have little cards with prompts, like my favorite memory of the couple is.
I love that. Give people options, you know. Not everyone is a karaoke superstar.
It's about creating an inclusive experience, celebrating your love with the people who matter most, and making everyone feel included.
I think we've officially created the ultimate audio guestbook blueprint.
We have. And the best part, it's all customizable. You can take these ideas, make them your own, add your personal touch, and make it truly reflect you guys. Because at the end of the day, it's about celebrating your love in a way that feels real and authentic.
It's about more than just capturing memories. It's about creating something meaningful. Ditch the old school jest book and embrace the power of the spoken word. Trust us, you won't regret it.
And your wedding video will be epic.
All right, listeners, that's a wrap for our deep dive into audio guest books. Until next time, stay curious, stay creative, and keep those wedding bells ringing.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.